that winning message thing about socialism. But anyway, forget the horrible economic crisis. Joe Biden needs to sell it better. Really? Well, we, I guess the greedy, spoiled people of America, I guess we all just need to lower our expectations, settle for less, tell your kids at Christmas that Santa is mad at you and it's not going to be the same this year. We need to stop complaining, sit back, enjoy another dark winter under Joe Biden and Anthony Fauci.
Thanks, Sean Hannity. But can I tell you, I love watching the Demo rats squirm. Because they can read the polling. They know about all these Dems that are going to be retiring. And they're not going to run for re-election. Because they know they can't win. In a scorched earth environment created by the Biden administration. But it's trickled down to folks here locally. That's what's going to be interesting to see. Anyway, stay where you are. Sam Peter's going to join us. He is a good friend. And he is Peter's Family Insurance founder and co-owner. Nah, he's just a good guy. Peter's Family Insurance, and he's a former U.S. Air Force major and Bronze Star recipient. We'll do that in just a couple minutes. He wants to run in CD4. Against Stephen Horsford. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas currently has a good selection of late model, low mile used vehicles, many under factory warranty and available for immediate delivery, along with new and certified pre-owned Jaguars and Land Rovers. Hi, this is JT Wise. This means that we have a vehicle for virtually every budget and lifestyle, so visit us at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments in a case involving the Texas law that bans most abortions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Moving at an unusually fast pace, the justices have scheduled arguments for November 1st. They will decide whether the federal government has the right to sue over the Texas law. Answering that question will help determine whether the law should be blocked while legal challenges continue. In the meantime, the High Court is leaving the pro-life law in place. The Biden administration is seeking to block it, which bans abortions once a heartbeat is detected. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A group of Republican senators is calling on President Biden to back down from his vaccine mandates.
A group of senators led by Republicans Dan Sullivan of Alaska and Tommy Tuberville of Alabama sent a letter to President Biden this week calling his mandates unconstitutional. They cited the administration's executive order that all federal employees and contractors be vaccinated, as well as a forthcoming vaccine mandate from the Labor Department for private companies. The senators write, quote, "While the Supreme Court has upheld the ability of states to mandate vaccines during a pandemic, there is no precedent for the federal government to mandate vaccines for contractors, private employers, or individual Americans." Bob Agner reporting.
Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries, whose 17 members were kidnapped in Haiti, asked supporters on Friday to pray and share stories with the victims' families of how their faith helped them through difficult times as efforts to recover them entered a sixth day. The group issued a statement a day after a video was released showing the leader of the 400 Mawozo gang threatening to kill those abducted if his demands are not met. Haitian officials have said the gang is seeking $1 million ransom per person. On Wall Street, the Dow by 73 points, the Nasdaq dropped 125. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the Monday morning shooting on the 215, which closed down a major portion of the roadway during the morning drive, may have been gang-related. Police say witnesses saw the occupants of two cars flashing gang signs back and forth before that shooting. The male driver of one of the vehicles was killed and his female passenger critically injured. Police are still looking for that other vehicle. Just 5 months after buying his Henderson mansion, Kiss bassist Gene Simmons has put his property up for sale. The 72-year-old rock icon has listed the Southern Nevada estate just shy of $15 million. Back in May, he paid $10.8 million for the 11,000-square-foot mountain mansion, which sits on almost an acre of land. His reason for selling: his family doesn't want to move to Nevada due to its hot weather. Well, with the return of the Electric Daisy Carnival to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway this weekend, expect a lot more traffic on the 15, especially Monday morning. Some 450,000 partiers will be there for the three-day dance party over the weekend. Remember, leave early on Monday morning.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And we're seeing heavy flows all over the Vegas Valley right now. Interstate 15 is stacked in both directions between Sunset and Charleston. Reduced speeds on the 215 westbound at Gillespie, and sluggishness through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Final hour. Hour number three, live and local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. Always good to have Sam Peters on, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He is the owner of Peters Family Insurance, and he's an all-around good guy, a family man, and he joins us on a regular basis on this radio program. You, my friend, have been busy.
Always busy, Kevin Wall. Thanks for having me on, sir. It's always good to be back with you.
Okay, now, before they'll even let you in the door, you got to show us that you've got an insurance pop quiz, because you always do this stump the host sort of thing, which normally you do, by the way. What do you have this week? You got a good one?
I do. I got something for you. It's a little bit tricky. My intent is, just so you know, Kevin, my intent is never to stump you. My intent is always to educate and do it in the best way that I can. So when I bring these to you, these are real questions that we deal with throughout the week. This is the question that I've got for you today actually happened last week. So
wow.
Here you go. So a young man is doing DoorDash. He picks up the food for his customer, and he's zipping through a parking lot. And he hits another car that's just kind of sitting in the alleyway between a couple of parking aisles. And turns out the young DoorDasher doesn't have insurance of his own at this point. So the question then becomes, well, the guy that got hit, who pays for his car?
Wow. The DoorDash company?
Ah, well done, sir. See, you're all.
Am I learning something? If I hang around you long enough, I may be able to get my own license.
So in the circumstance that we are talking about, you are absolutely correct. The DoorDash company will pay that. There's a couple of different scenarios here, though. Had the young man with DoorDash not been actually operating under DoorDash, and the DoorDash company would not have covered him, because he would have just been in his own personal vehicle, and he wouldn't have had insurance. So in that situation, the car that got hit, that car would have been covered by that person's own insurance. The person who got hit, they would have had to have insurance to cover their own. If the DoorDasher was not carrying DoorDash and did have insurance, then their insurance would cover that car that was hit, not at fault. So there's lots of different intricacies, and I bring this one up specifically because this one was a difficult one. The person did have insurance. They did have DoorDash, but there's three different insurance companies involved in that particular claim. So it can get very tricky, which is why I tell you every time, make sure you got a good insurance agent that knows what they're talking about.
Let me just ask you, is it same for like Uber and Lyft? I mean, is the principle the same?
Principle is the same. It is. It's very same. So when you're an Uber or a Lyft driver, if they're not on the Uber or Lyft clock, and they don't have the app on, then it's their own personal insurance that covers them. Once they have the app on and they're either waiting for a ride or they're on, or they have somebody in the car and they're actively Uber and Lyfting, then the Uber and Lyft company comes in to cover at whatever limits they have. So, yes, very similar circumstances.
I was visiting earlier today, and in fact, you'll get a chance to hear a portion of it coming up at 5:30. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, he won an unprecedented sixth term. Nobody else has done that, and we've got it right here in our state. You were in Winnemucca last week. What was that all about? I mean, we've had a lot of infighting in Washoe County, in Clark County, statewide. Did we all come together in Winnemucca?
I will say we all didn't come together. I mean, there was a little bit of back and forth. You know, when I was on my way up there, I was getting emails and text messages, and people were telling me, "Are you ready for the fireworks, Sam? It's going to be crazy." And it actually wasn't bad, I'll tell you. And I said this. I got my 3 to 5 minute speech to plug the campaign and whatnot. And I plugged this when I first started. You know, Jim Hindle, the new vice chairman of the state party, and Michael McDonald, they held a good meeting. They held it together with, there was, an agenda, and they stuck to it. And when there was arguments and disruptions and those kind of things, they did a really good job reining it in and making sure that the business of the day actually got done, and everybody was kind of on track. There was, you know, it's a meeting. We are supposed to have differences of opinions, and we are supposed to debate them, and we're supposed to come to conclusions and move forward. And I think that's what happened. I think ultimately, I mean, there's still a faction of folks that don't like what's going on with, you know, certain, like you mentioned, the Washoe County Party, and what's happening here in Clark. There's people who dislike what's happening. But the reality of it is, to be able to move forward into a 2022 election cycle, it's time to put, it's time to accept where the party's going and work together. And then look, if it's not something that you, if the way it has shaken out, if it didn't happen to your liking, and whether we liked it or not, if that's not something you want to be a part of, you know, it's time to stop bashing people. It's time to come together as Republicans, as conservatives, as people who have America First agendas, and move forward in the same direction. And again, if you don't like where the state party's going and the central committees of each county are going, there are lots of clubs that are doing really good work as far as getting Republicans elected. You know, whether it's the Republican Women of Las Vegas, the Mesquite Republican Women's Club, they're all over the place. So, you know, the Nevada Republican Club is another one. They do great work. So there's lots of places to get involved. But the reality is, at this point, Michael McDonald won re-election by a very large margin. Jim Hindle's the vice chair once again, and we're moving forward. So
I want to ask you, as a guy that this is not your first political rodeo, you've tried this thing before, how much can you expect, how much help can you expect from the state party and from the local Clark County or other counties Republican Party apparatus? Can you expect much help from them at all?
So last time I didn't win the primary, so I didn't get past that point. And, you know, most of the counties have a charter that says, you know, they don't do pre-primary endorsements. So,
okay.
So once the primary's over, that's really where the help kicks in. I've been in touch with the RNC folks, Joe Weaver and those guys, and you know, obviously with Michael McDonald's crew as well, Lita Benson and those folks, Jessica Hansen. Great people. You reach out to them. They give you what they can, but they can only do so much pre-primary. They can't go over the line and, you know, that kind of thing. But They do decent work as far as, you know, funding goes and all that. A lot of what they do is behind the scenes, and it's getting people registered to vote, and it's getting people out to vote when it's election time. It's election day operations to make sure that, you know, this time it's going to be, now that it's legal, we're going to have ballot harvesting operations, because that's what the Democrats say we have to do. It's not what we like to do, but it's part of the game, and we got to do it better than they do, and we will do that, and I'm sure the party will have a big hand in that. So I'm looking forward to working with them this time. Again, I didn't get past the primary last time, so we'll see how it all shakes out. But I'm excited to continue going down here. Our campaign we're doing incredibly well. You may have seen our latest numbers. We're outraising our primary opponents 4.5 to 1. We've got endorsements after endorsements. In fact, there's a, I'll give it to you as an exclusive right now. It's hot off the press. It's going to go out any second. City Councilman and Mayor Pro Tem Stavros Anthony has endorsed our campaign.
That's
a big deal. That is a big deal for us, and we're I'm super excited that he's on board with us and helping us push along. So lots of good stuff happening, and we're going to be in lockstep with the Republican Party when the time comes.
And am I right? A little birdie told me that you were you spent part of the weekend in the Elko White Pine County area, but you were hunting.
I was. I grew up hunting and fishing, and I was fortunate enough to get a tag this year. So I was in Section 10 up above White Pine County, just into Elko County, and I was up on top of some mountains, about 8,500 feet, walking around and doing what hunters do.
And by the way, just I know you and I know, and we've talked about it on the show, but I'm sure there are people that don't know. CD4 is one huge district. Can you talk about the geography of CD4?
Yeah, so currently, and we know we're facing redistricting here pretty soon, so this could change dramatically, but right now it's the northern third of Clark County, so on the west side of the Clark County in Las Vegas area, it's everything north of Summerlin Parkway, and I'm being a little bit general here, but it's north of Summerlin Parkway on the west. On the east side, it follows Lake Mead Boulevard all the way to Sunset Mountain, and then everything north of that in Clark County, and then it includes Lincoln County, White Pine County, all across Nye County, Esmeralda, Mineral, and half of Lyon, almost up to Carson City. It stops right around, it's the Smith Valley, right around Yerington. So it's a big area, and yeah. But again, they can all change come redistricting. We don't know what's going to happen. They could move the lines a little, or they could move the lines a lot. We'll see.
Do you have a sense of which direction it's going? I mean, I know they've got their operatives. We've got our operatives. Everybody's trying to make up maps. But have you seen any maps that are good for you, that are bad for you?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen anything for CD4. And honestly, I have a sneaking suspicion that the Democrats in the state of Nevada, they are going to focus very heavily on trying to gerrymander Assembly and Senate seats to their advantage. The congressional districts may slide under the radar just a little bit. I mean, they can see it. They could see it right now from their perspective that they have it pretty good. You know, they hold CD3, they hold CD1, and they hold CD4 currently. Under the last election, they won CD3 and CD4 by about 4 points each. CD1's a walk-on for Dina Titus. So they have three of the four districts in Nevada. How much of that gerrymandering do they need to do to keep it? Quite frankly, I don't want to tip their hands if they're listening. I think CD4 is a win this time. I really do. And you know, hopefully that doesn't. Hopefully they're seeing it differently, and we can play to that advantage.
In the remaining time, I want to talk to you about an issue that is going to impact all of us. In particular, if you're a six-year-old and you're hoping for that hot toy for Christmas, we've got a supply chain problem. What is the Biden administration doing to fix it? And are they part of the cause of why we have it?
They're 100% of the cause of why we have it. And to what I'm seeing, just like on the southern border, you keep hearing people say we have a plan and we're sticking to the plan and we're doing the things that we can do. And you know, the latest thing is Biden says they're gonna maintain 24-hour ops in the port of L.A. Well, having 24-hour ops in the port of L.A. is fine if that's all well and good, but if you don't have the trucking resources to get those materials away from the port, then you still have the same problem you have. You know, 2 days ago they had 156 cargo ships sitting out waiting to be docked. That's a significant problem. It's funny how far we've gone, and I use the word funny, but it's really laughable how far we've come in just 9 months. These were not problems a year ago. These were not problems 2 years ago. There was a president in office who was getting government out of the way of industry and letting industry be industrious and letting the economy flourish. In fact, the best economy we had, the lowest unemployment numbers. And this administration, through just like, you know, you can pick a Democrat city across this country, and you can see a microcosm of what's happening in the United States right now. You know, pick a Detroit, an Austin, a Portland, any of these cities, and you extrapolate that to the larger scale of the whole United States. That's what you're seeing now. You're seeing all of these things happen. This is what happens on a smaller scale in these cities. You're seeing it on the macro level with the entire country, and it's tragic. It's absolutely tragic what's happening to this country. When you have to call your family and say, "Hey, we should probably get to the store to stock up because we don't know what's going to happen." And the reports are these things are the supply shortages, the empty shelves, the inflation, high prices on commodities. All of these things they're only going to get worse over the next few months. And when the President of the United States goes on television and says you may not get your Christmas presents, and it's September or mid-October when he does that, just absolutely tragic. Absolutely tragic.
I want to ask you about, the House of Representatives is holding Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. And you are of a notion that maybe we need more of these referrals, so to speak, and that maybe one should include Dr. Anthony Fauci.
No doubt about it. No question in my mind. It was told when it was very clear when Rand Paul was grilling him a few months back and Fauci was getting hot under the collar. You don't get hot under the collar and that upset about something unless you have either you know you're wrong or you have something to hide. If somebody that's in that position and has been an executive for that long does not get that fired up unless they're hiding something. And it came out just the other day when the National Institute of Health agreed that yes, they have been funding gain of function research in Wuhan. And they've been doing it for a while. And for Fauci, the head of that organization, to sit in front of Congress under oath and swear and get, that they are not funding that and not participating in that, and do it as vehemently as he did, he absolutely lied under oath, and he needs to be held accountable for it. He needs to be fired. He needs to be prosecuted. You know, it was funny. I was watching some of the interactions yesterday with the Attorney General Garland in front of Congress, and just the way he was answering questions. Andy Biggs, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, was grilling him about letters that he was sending to the letter that he sent to Joe Biden about the Justice Department watching school family members talking to school boards and calling and watching for domestic terrorism. They sent a letter in short order for that to happen, but they didn't send. They haven't sent letters for all of these other things that we've been looking at, as far as Fauci and the mask and all of this stuff. And now Fauci's lying. And one of the things that caught me, Attorney General Garland said they don't do anything unless they get a referral from a law enforcement agency. Well, the Department of Justice has investigators of their own. They are a legal entity. If they see a crime being committed, it is shameful to me that they can't do anything about it or they won't do anything about it unless a law enforcement agency gives them a referral letter. And it's just shameful to have seen this unfold on national television. Fauci should absolutely be prosecuted. He should be removed from his position immediately. Congress should do the referral letter to hold him in criminal contempt.
Okay, in a final minute, and I've only got a minute, you've got a busy couple of weeks coming up. Can you talk about some of the events you got scheduled? And some of them are really cool.
Yeah, sure. So Wednesday morning at the Cracked Egg at 95 and Ann Road, on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., I'm doing another coffee with a candidate, and this is going to be good. We have a tracker from the D.C. DCCC, which is the Democrats in Washington. They've hired somebody to follow me around and film me. This person has already told me, he told me at my last event, he'll see me at the next one. So if you want to see the Democrats coming out to film me, come out Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. To 10 a.m. I'm buying the coffee. I'd love to chat with you, see what's important to you and all of those things. So my birthday is next Saturday. I'll be 47 years old. And then November 5th, we've got an event at the Four Seasons Church on 2980 South Durango. It's called the Stand Event. And it's John Sarpolis, Segal Shotta, Stan Height, and myself are speaking. And it's all about Christianity in government and having Christian leaders in our government and how important that is in a country that was founded on Christian Judeo principles. It's going to be great. It's November 5th at 6 p.m. Again, it's a Four Seasons Church. It's going to be a good time. So come on out. Check us out.
Okay, Sam, in our final 15 seconds, how can folks reach out to you? How can they help your campaign?
SamPetersForCongress.com.